I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. They had kept it quiet, but this afternoon the White House announced that Donald and Melania Trump visited U.S. troops in Iraq for Christmas. Trump spent about 3 hours on the ground, and he took the moment to repeat that the United States cannot continue to be the policeman of the world. The president also defended his decision to pull U.S. troops out of Syria. This is what we want to focus on because yesterday, Israeli jets struck targets in Syria just west of Damascus. There have been conflicting reports about the exact targets, but this is not the first time that Israel has launched airstrikes in Syria. Anshul Pfeffer is a correspondent with Haaretz based in Jerusalem. I asked him to explain what happened last night.
The information right now is pretty patchy because none of our sources are complete or extremely trustworthy. Israel hasn't yet put out any official information about what happened, besides to say that a missile defense system was activated. From Syria, we're getting different reports from on the ground of various targets being hit overnight and of anti-aircraft missiles being fired in response. And we have a statement from the Russian Defense Ministry regarding an attack carried out by Israeli aircraft, which is also seems to be tailored towards trying to say how efficient Russia's ally, the Assad regime, has been in repulsing the attack. So none of these reports are to be entirely trusted. What it does seem to have been is an Israeli attack on Iranian assets in Syria, probably some kind of weapon system which was being supplied to Hezbollah, which is Iran's militia or proxy there in the region. That's more or less what we've been seeing for the last 5 or 6 years happening quite regularly here.
Right. Well, I see, as you say, the information is kind of patchy and a little confusing. Yeah. Why is Israel pinpointing the Syrian targets?
Since the Syrian war began, Israel hasn't taken sides in any serious manner. But it has also made clear that they won't allow this period of chaos to be used by Hezbollah and by Iran to boost the capabilities that they have across Israel's borders. So from what we know, most of these attacks are aimed at arms shipments and convoys orchestrated by the Iranians to help Hezbollah build up its capabilities north of Israel.
So how have various players in the region been reacting to this news? What are they saying?
We haven't heard that much besides some statements from the Assad regime, but this hasn't really been a main factor in the Syrian war. I mean, what's been happening, the pullback of American special forces from northeast Syria, Turkey's advance towards that area and its battles against the Kurds, and so on. Those are much more pivotal events. So the regional players haven't really been responding that much to the Israeli issue. That's almost a sideshow to the bigger story of the Syrian war.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because this is all happening just days after President Trump announced that the U.S. will withdraw its 2,000-some-odd troops from Syria. What does Trump's decision mean for Israel and other players involved in Syria?
I think Israel, like other players who are involved in Syria, have been aware that the United States quite consciously decided already under Obama not to have a major role. So what Donald Trump decided is basically sealing a process which has been happening for years now. And Israel, like the other players in the region, are adapting themselves to a much more reduced American footprint here in the region. And within that vacuum left by the United States, we have Russia, who has become the most influential power here.
So some people would say that a Syria with Bashar al-Assad still in power is, in a sense, the devil Israel already knows. Israel may not like that Assad is still there, but at least Israel knows what to expect with this reality. How do you respond to that?
Well, that's very true. And amongst Israeli military analysts, there's been different views about how to view the future of Syria. And there were those who said, Assad is an enemy, Assad is an ally of Iran, it would be good to see the back of him. And there have been those who said, Assad is the devil we know, and whatever will come after him could well be ISIS and various other kind of al-Qaeda-affiliated organizations. For all his faults, Assad the father and Assad the son kept the peace on Israel's northern border since 1973. So even when the Syrians were involved in various things against Israel from Lebanon, the Syrian border itself remained peaceful. So I think that for Israeli military planners, the fact that Assad is back in control of the area may not make them very happy because he's not a friend of Israel, but at least it sort of reduces tension. That's Israel's main concern right now.
And Joel, one last thing. As you look into the new year and just overall, would you say there's a new sense of concern for Israel's security among military intelligence types? And does the U.S. exit from Syria have symbolic meaning for Israel?
The U.S. exit from Syria has not just symbolic meaning, it has strategic meaning. The fact that Israel has decent working relationships with the Kremlin, with the various levels among the Russian leadership, that's important, but that's nowhere near anything that Israel's ever enjoyed with the United States. And Israel doesn't want the United States to leave this region because the United States has a stabilizing effect on the region. So that's a concern. Certainly a concern with the fact that the Iranians are entrenching their presence in Syria. So all these things are reason for concern. But that concern is not new. It's not new to 2018 and 2019. It's something which has been going on for years. And that's why we're seeing these periodic airstrikes, where Israel's trying to interdict various Iranian actions.
Angel Pfeffer, correspondent with Haaretz, speaking with us from Jerusalem. Thank you very much for your thoughts today.
You're very welcome.